Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so excited that you're listening in today because I've got a treat for you. I am part of a very exclusive, very special book club that I've been taking part in since the beginning of 2020. And I met a couple of these ladies last May in Portland at an event for Sarah Centrella, and I didn't know them very well. And one day I got a message saying, hey, are you interested in doing a book club? We're reading Lori Harter's book called A Tribe Called Bliss. And the book is essentially walking you through questions. And I said, you know what? This sounds uncomfortable to me. Let's do it. And so it's been a great experience because I didn't know the girls very well. In fact, I didn't even know Jesse at all. And so that was a brand new introduction. And for those of you that don't know, this book is asking a lot of very uncomfortable questions, questions that are going to make you open up and really talk about yourself and dive deep a little bit more than you probably would with, you know, the gal in the bathroom at brunch. So it was uncomfortable, and it's one of the best things that I've done in 2020. I'm so grateful for this beautiful group of humans. We're all so different, yet so alike in so many ways. So today you have the honor of hearing from Tiffany. And what we're talking about is we're kind of doing like a little Bliss Unscripted, I think is what we're kind of calling it right now. And it's just topics that not everybody's talking about, but I think a lot of us are truly thinking. And so Tiff has made it clear to us that babies aren't really on the horizon for her. And I'm the only mom out of this group. And I just think it's a really fresh perspective on, you know, what other people are thinking. And so we just wanted to have the conversation from all different points of view. So today you're going to get to hear from Tiffany. You're going to get to hear from Amanda. You're going to get to hear from Jesse and, of course, from myself as well. Now, I'm going to put their Instagram handles on the show notes. So please make sure you give the girls a follow. Each of them have so many exciting things that are on the horizon and that are happening right now. And so I would love for you guys to get connected with them. I'm really excited for you to listen into this podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you share this on your stories on Instagram. My Instagram handle, of course, is I am Melissa Hartman, and make sure you tag me in that so then I can give you a share as always. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I can't wait to hear what you guys think, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Hi, guys. For those of you that are watching the recording of this, really quickly, just wanted to let you know that this is the Bliss Tribe, which consists of myself, Tiffany, Melissa, Amanda, and Jesse. We are recording our conversation today because we were inspired by Lori Harter, the Bliss Project book, to create a tribe, and every week we have prompts. Last week, our prompt really made us realize that we had something to share with the larger group of women in this world as a whole. So that's what we're on here today to do. And I hope if you're tuning in that there's some insight and that you feel super comfortable reaching out to any of us, leaving a comment, DMing personally. We would love to hear from you and help you out or just have your feedback. So we always get started on our calls by first expressing what we're grateful for and what has us super excited. So I'm going to go ahead first since I'm already talking, and then I'll point to Melissa to go second. So for me right now, I'm super grateful. I'm doing something really new in my business, and I'm finally going to offer in-person yoga sessions. So prior to right now, essentially, I've only ever instructed yoga to my guests at my Unplug and Restore retreats, which are amazing and I love them. But I really had a calling on my heart to at least offer the yoga session experience to women that are local in the area that I live, which is Salt Lake, or in the areas that I travel to. So this month I'm offering live yoga in Salt Lake. Next month I'm offering live yoga in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I'm really super grateful because not only am I offering this, but I have people signing up. So that's a huge win. I would also say that I'm equally excited about that, and there's something else that I'm super excited about too, but I'm going to keep that under wraps for now, so you might have to message me privately if you really want to know. So that's me. Melissa, what's going on with you?
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm actually really thankful and grateful that, so just a few days ago, we kind of decided that collectively as a group, instead of meeting bi-weekly, we're meeting weekly. I think it's just really powerful to have people in your corner that you can have discussions that maybe aren't comfortable and discussions that sometimes you just need to get off your heart and have another sounding voice, you know, backing you up. And so I'm really grateful this Friday for you gals.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Fully received. Amanda, you are next in my corner screen here. What are you grateful for and excited about?
So two things, piggybacking on what Melissa said, because as soon as I knew that we were going to go through gratitude, I was like, this is something that I am so thrilled about and something that I had on my heart and on my mind when we put this tribe together. So I just cannot wait to share this information with all of you, and just to get honest, real, genuine feedback and conversation about things that people are too afraid to talk about, you know, or things that might be taboo. So I'm just very much looking forward to having this connection and continuing on for the rest of the weeks. Something that I'm very excited about in addition to that is the husband and I are heading to San Diego tomorrow for the next week. It's super, super exciting. We're very, very excited to go. And I know it's a weird time right now, and you know, some people are given side eye that like you shouldn't be taking trips, but this is our life. We only live it once, and it's time to live. So we're very much looking forward to it and can't wait.
Oh my gosh. Heck yes. I truly testify to that, guys. If there is something on your heart that is pulling you, telling you to travel right now, please do it. You still have the capability to travel to so many amazing places, whether that means jumping in a car for an extended ride, hopping on, you know, a plane, however you want to do it. Plus, the people that have vacation rentals need your support more than ever. So if you're feeling that pull and you're feeling like you can go and travel and it's the right decision for you, I think every woman in this group would encourage you to listen to that call and go do it. I'm pumped for you, Amanda. That's awesome.
Plus, like, San Diego fuels your heart. Like, I just know that. So I feel like that's what we need in this time, is to do things that make us feel really good. And so I think the fact that that's where you're traveling to is really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Very much.
Agree. All right, Miss Jess, what are you grateful for and excited about?
Oh my gosh, you guys, so many things. First of all, my business is growing, and I'm like not even a year in, and I can't believe I'm sitting here like saying I have a business. Like, this is so exciting. And then, like, honestly, similar to what you girls said already, is just the fact that we're doing this, because we have such a great conversation, and so to get to share it with the world, I'm pumped about. And last thing, it's funny, it's actually exact opposite of Tiff. So I had committed, this is so funny, you guys, and it sounds very surface level, but I had committed to this yoga program, and like not that long ago, and I hyped it up. I was super excited. I like told the world, like, I'm going to be a yoga teacher soon. I've been waiting years for this moment. Well, I signed up for this program that like puts all 200 hours into 1 month during the busiest time I've ever had with my business. And my heart just wasn't in it anymore. And I was literally like fighting myself on feeling so obligated to do this program, because it's what I promised myself that I wanted to do for years. Finally had the chance to do it, and it just doesn't feel like it needs to feel. And I actually this last week surrendered and just let it go. And I decided that that's not what feels good to me. I immediately felt really great about my decision. I feel so happy and light that I know it was the right decision. So maybe, you know, maybe I'm either not supposed to be a yoga teacher, maybe it's supposed to happen down the road, but it just, I got to experience the high of like committing to it and then committing to myself even more throughout that. So to this week, honestly, I feel so light because I, for the first time, let go of my guilt with a like a commitment that I thought I wanted to do, experience trying it out and realizing at this time it's not for me, and just completely okay in that. So that was a big win for me. So there's just so much, so much going on.
That's so awesome. I'm so, so happy to hear that you gave yourself reverse permission to step back and then step back into what's truly aligning with you now. So, yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Okay, ladies, those were all beautiful, beautiful things. I'm sure there's obviously so much more for each of us, but to be time sensitive, if you're watching this video, we want to make sure we deliver you tons of value. So the topic we're going to discuss with you today is related directly to the question, where are you being inauthentic in your life? Now, there's an entire chapter on this in Lori's book if you want to dive into it a little bit more and maybe start up your own tribe. But for our purposes, there was an answer last week, and it did happen to be mine, that I at first thought was a little bit surface level, but then we discovered there was a little bit more to the conversation, which is why we're bringing it to you today. So I'm going to answer that question for you. And that question is, I am being authentic when it comes to children and motherhood in my life. And I am being authentic in the way of that, first and foremost, motherhood is something that is typically expected of us as a woman or women. And I have always felt that pressure in a very negative, heavy way, because I have never personally had a calling or an inclination or a personal desire to become a mother. And why I answered this as where I'm being inauthentic in my life is because I'm always giving people-pleasing answers to the individuals that ask me when we're having kids or that want to tell me that I'll change my mind. And so I have found myself inauthentically answering in order to avoid conflict with anyone and everyone. And that includes very close family, that includes friends, that includes strangers. I used to personal train in a gym. So one of the most common things women try to relate to each other on is motherhood. So I got constantly asked if I had kids yet. If I didn't have kids, when was I having them? And this entire period of my life and answering these questions was just extremely upset. Couldn't truly answer as myself. So I had kind of, my answer more recently has been not right now. That has been what I just answer is not right now. So that way it's open-ended. And then if people want to dive deeper with me further from there, I'll be like, actually, I think it's probably going to be never. But for the most part, I say not right now. And that's kind of enough to sidetrack and then get us into a different conversation. But just saying not right now for me is super inauthentic, because again, if I'm being honest with my true self in here, there has never been a moment, I can remember even when I was 8 years old, that I saw little kids and I saw babies and I was not interested in them at all. I didn't want anything to do with them. I was a big tomboy growing up, you know, not that that has too much to do with it, but if you want to say whether I'm masculine or feminine, I think I'm a great balance, but I don't have that feminine drive to reproduce and have offspring of my own. And this is something that my husband knows about as well, and that we've had plenty of discussions and getting married and everything like that. So we bring this up to you today because we're a group of four women, all at different places in our journeys. No matter whether we are a mother, we want to be a mother, or we're not sure about motherhood, or we're definitely sure we don't want to be a mom, we have different perspectives to share. So we're bringing everyone into that game. So we typically just open it up after we share what were our answer to our question. So that's my answer. So I'm going to open it up for all the other women to start sharing, and you guys can hear what we think.
Yeah, I guess my initial thought on it is just, it's funny because, yeah, you were so hesitant to bring this up initially, and then, like, it turned into this incredible conversation where we all had so much to say on it, because I think as women we realize, or maybe we don't realize, is that this is something that is, like, this constant societal pressure. And when you don't feel, like, to be honest, this is probably some of the first time I put some real thought into this. And so it's just incredible that we even have to, like, have a response that makes other people comfortable. It's crazy that this, like, defines our worth, but in so many people's eyes. But I think it's really interesting to have conversations like this to show, like, there's so much going on in each of us around this topic. And I guess I'm kind of losing my words here, but it's just interesting to see, like, I see you as such a strong, independent woman, Tiff, like all of us here, but, like, specifically because you just shared that. And then to know that this is actually something that's been on your heart and feeling guilty about and feeling like you don't have the correct response. It's like, why does there have to be a correct response? Like, you just feel how you feel. And but you still feel like you have to present it in a specific way to make, like I said, other people feel comfortable. So it's just, I'm really excited to like talk about this more and see what you guys think, because why does it have to be a certain way? You know, why can't we just feel what we feel and want to, you know, either have kids or not? It's
right.
It's funny that we're going to have this conversation, you know, but it's good.
Right. And it is, it's crazy that it's such, there's such pressure from society and things that are celebrated in women's lives and things that aren't celebrated in women's lives. And I know we had touched on that a little bit last week, and it blows my mind. The fact that, you know, a woman can get a great job, you know, or get a graduate degree or do something that, you know, that she really values and it really took a lot of work for her, and it's not acknowledged by anybody in society. But the moment she gets engaged, the moment she gets married, the moment she has a baby, you know, those are considered lifetime milestones. But why? You know, and like for me, when I got married, obviously the questions were like, when are you going to start having kids? That immediately comes up. I feel like the very next day you're at brunch the morning after your wedding. It's like, all right, so when are you guys having kids? You know, and I remember I was getting so much pressure from my mom, which I'm very close to my mother, well, both my parents, I'm very close to them. But what's interesting is, so my parents already have like, I have to count the exact number, but it's like 8 or 9 grandkids. They have a lot of grandkids already. But the fact that I was getting so much pressure, I just kept letting it build up and build up and build up. And finally, we were at a party for one of my nephew's birthday parties, and they brought it up again, and I kind of blew up in front of everybody, which was totally embarrassing, but I had to get it off. It was a ticking time bomb, and I was like, look, I am just on a different life plan. I don't know what that's going to look like right now, but I just, please do not ever bring this up to me again, because it's not fair to me. It's not fair to you. And you know, when I'm ready, when it's right, it'll happen, or it might not, but for the time being, please do not ever bring this up to me. And thank goodness that they actually listen. And ever since then, I think that was 3 years ago, nobody has said anything to me, which has been great. So it's insane.
That's awesome. And I'm really glad that like you stood your ground, because here's the thing that I feel like in society, everyone, and I know I shouldn't globalize because not everyone is this way, but I feel like everyone is so offended by everything nowadays, right? If you want to have a million babies, and I'm the only one here who's a mom, if you want to have 20 babies, people are going to judge you. If you don't want to have babies, people are going to judge you. And so it's like you're trying to walk on these eggshells and not like ruffle any feathers, right? But we all have so many different, you know, like reasons that this may not be the case for you. And so I think people just need to start respecting that. And then you worry about, oh, well, there's moms out there that can't have a baby. Am I being selfish? Because heaven forbid, what if I can, but I just don't want to? And I think it just needs to be more accepted, you know? And like you were saying, Amanda, I totally agree with you. You have that big milestone that comes. And I feel like it starts when you're in grade school. You know, people are asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, now you went to school. Where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do after college? Why aren't you dating yet? Well, okay, you're dating. Now, when are you going to get married? Now, when do you have kids? Like, it's just going. Why can't the question be, hey, are you happy? Like, are you becoming the best version of you? Are you becoming 1% better every single day? Like, why are these not the questions that are coming up? And why is it just everything? I mean, like we've said, that society is expecting out of people that are transforming at such rapid rates these days. Like, why is that the expectation?
Well, I think something we touched on last week was how a lot of times, and I don't know, like, this is something that I very much feel, is a lot of the people that I'm seeing that are, you know, having babies, getting married, like, following that timeline of the 2.5 kids and the white picket fence and all the things that you are supposed to have, like, according to who, the 50s. But anyways, so, like, and not to say that this is bad. Like, that's another thing I really want us to point out is, like, no one's bashing being a mom. No one's bashing doing it the traditional way. But there's so many other ways to go about it. And so what I'm seeing a lot of times is on my, like, social media feeds, it's a lot of the people that I grew up with that they don't know any other way. They think, you know, they think very much like what their parents had and what, you know, their scope is, gosh, I don't want to bash anyone, but it's like their scope is so small. And so I think when you're feeling independent and you're going out and doing things slightly different, your scope becomes different. And so then you start to challenge the things you're seeing constantly on your feed about the people that are kind of just doing what they know and staying small and not leaving their hometowns and going and exploring. And so it just, like, you see it differently, you know? And so I think a lot of the people that I'm seeing this from, like, they don't see it differently. They're very much kind of stuck where they started. And I think that's a lot of what we see and why, like, people still say that's what's normal and that's all there is and that should be what women want. But when you are a woman who is doing more than just thinking about having babies and getting married, it makes you feel uncomfortable. And it makes me feel like, why, you know, I want to see more conversations like this where people are showing me what else is possible. So I just think there's maybe not enough conversations like that and posts like that popping up on social media as the norm, but I want to start normalizing that.
Yeah, and Jess, I would say to your point that if you're somebody who's watching this and you're a mom or you want to be a mom and you're finding, like, in your gut that you feel, like, slightly offended, just for a second, reverse that feeling, because that's how I constantly feel every single time I'm shamed for. Now, to clarify on that feeling, that's not the intention of this video. The intention of this video is, when we were talking last week, is that I literally was at a loss because I straight up said, I feel like I have no one I can relate to. I have no one that I can talk to about this. I don't have any examples, really, of women who have been successful running businesses, you know, serving and impacting the world in different ways long term that end up not choosing motherhood at some point. And I had brought up on social that I do follow all these admirable women who are awesome and they're great and, you know, it's amazing. And then at some point they decide to get pregnant, and it is, to Amanda's point, it's the biggest celebration of all time, you know, for everything, even though what they've done in their life, you know, for me is really the bigger scope of how I know that I've been called to serve in my lifetime on this earth. So I just want to share that. Like, I love celebrating my friends having babies. I love celebrating that. And you can attest to my friends that I get on video and FaceTime and coo and caw over their children. I even cried, honestly, at the last few announcements of some of my friends' pregnancy. Like, it's not that I'm insensitive to it or, you know, that I cannot be happy for those that have motherhood on their path. It just, there is a piece of me that wishes that I could be more real, like I am here in this video showing up and recording it, about what my genuine path is and how it's different. And I wish that it could be more widely accepted than questioned. If you want to question it in the aspect of, like, why I feel that way, or maybe you actually feel this way too and you've never had anyone to talk about it with, I would love to go off that sounding board with you. But if you want to have a non-constructive, argumentative type of conversation with me to try to convince me of why I should have children, or who's going to take care of me when I'm 80, or what are you going to do when you decide you want them in your 40s and you can't, you're asking me those questions assuming that I haven't already thought that deeply. Trust me, when you do not want to reproduce, when it is not on your calling, it is not on your path, you examine yourself in a whole new way that is fresh and uncomfortable. And yes, to everyone else's point, that often leaves you feeling guilty and sad and like you won't fit in.
And so the next thing that kind of came to my mind is how our paths and desires for ourselves can change. And that's okay. You know, because I thought for a while I did want kids, and I'm not saying I don't now, but I'm one of the people that I don't know. You know, I'm 29 and I'm at the age where people are consistently starting to ask me more about it and about marriage, you know. And at the time, like before, that conversation was a little bit uncomfortable because, you know, it wasn't happening, but I was still, you know, early 20s, and I was following the corporate career, like I was doing everything normal. And so I just assumed that was part of my path. But as you know, now I'm 29, I left corporate, I started my own job or my own business, like I'm in a new relationship, like everything for me has changed. And so I'm realizing that even if I was on a timeline, like I don't even know how any of that is going to be possible until at minimum mid-30s, you know, like minimum. I'm in the birthing stage of my business. That's my baby. So I think it's okay for our paths to change and to feel like I thought I wanted this, but now I don't know. And that's okay. And I want to normalize that too, in the sense that you don't have to know everything when people are asking these questions, but it's good to reflect on it, you know, because who knows, like maybe one day I will officially be like, yes, this is what I want. Right now, I thought I knew what I wanted, and it's shifting, shifting every day. That's the other thing too.
I agree. And I feel like us as women, we have to learn other ways of starting conversation and respecting somebody's decision. You know, I have a daughter and I don't look at Tiff a certain way because she says she doesn't want kids. And I think leaving that judgment at home, leaving it anywhere but with that person, is what's crucial. Because I'll be honest, if I didn't have my daughter, I wouldn't have a successful business because she made me want more in my life. And I'm sure Tiff respects that about me, right? But I'm not sitting here looking at Tiff like, oh my gosh, you don't want kids? What's wrong with you? And that would never be my first question. And I think we really have to start challenging that as women, like bringing up something else, bringing up, hey, what is it that you're doing in your life that's lighting you up right now? What are you most excited about? And if the answer is babies, oh my gosh, then have the conversation about babies. But if it's not, then listen to what that person is saying. If they're telling you about some retreat that they're starting, if they're telling you about anything else, then be interested in that because that's what's lighting them up. Stop asking the questions about, oh, when's the next baby on the way? Oh, what are you thinking about this? When is this going to happen? Because everybody has their own journey.
Well, I'm also thinking about why do you want a baby? Is it because you feel pressured and you have to do it? Or it's because you genuinely want that for yourself? It's genuinely part of your path.
Absolutely. To your point, Jesse. So that was something that I wanted to mention. I think that there is so much where it's like, are you doing it because you're wanting to do it? You're excited to do it? You've thought about it? It's a priority to you? It's something you want to do? Or because you are feeling that pressure? And I think that goes extended into a lot of things that women face. It's like the getting married because they feel like they have to, you know, starting to have kids because they feel like they have to, but also people in relationships, side note, I feel like sometimes aren't even having those conversations for what do people want before they even get into this relationship. You know, like I'm in such a weird place. My husband, 2 weeks into us dating, asked me if I wanted to have kids. Because he said, I want a family and I really like you, 2 weeks in, you know, and it's like, and if you do not want the same thing, then I cannot continue because I like you so much, is basically what he said. And in that moment, you know, I'm mid-20s and I'm like, that's yes, of course that's what I want, you know, and here I am mid-30s. Funny, going back to the point you made earlier, Jesse, about how, you know, you're just now getting into the meat of your business and like it's thriving, it's starting to take off. And I'm like, that's how I feel at 35. I feel that I am in such a prime place in my life and in my career that I'm so conflicted because I don't know, or I don't know if I can, nor do I know if I want to, nor do I know if I'm able to do both. I have so much anxiety, so much conflict, where it's like, you know, thinking about the next stages in my life. And I'm like, if I do have a child, can I still do those things? I don't know, you know, and it's just this internal struggle because I value my career so much. I value that success. I thrive on it. And it terrifies the shit out of me because I can't, to Tiffany's point that she knows definitively, I don't know definitively. And it bothers me so much that I can't make that decision. And that's why I'm so glad that we are having this conversation and starting to find a way to normalize these conversations, because I hate that I had this anxiety. I don't want to feel this way. I wish it was easier to make that decision and to figure out what is going to make me happy. What do I want to do? You know, does it light me up? I don't know. It's like some days, yes, some days it doesn't, you know, but I mean, I'm human, things change. And I just, you know, I think it's so powerful, Tiffany, that you can definitively say one way or the other, you know. And Melissa, I love what you have with Annabelle. It's beautiful. I love watching it. She seems so, so happy, and she's so lucky to have you. I want you to know that, you know. And Jesse, you and I will figure it out. We have to, right? I mean, you're either, your life is a culmination of all the choices that you make.
Well, and I don't think you get to the places that we're at in life without having done some introspective work to really understand who we are as people. But I think with conversations like this, it's really important that women come together and have these conversations, because even though, you know, you're married and we're all in these relations, we're all in relationships, whether married or not. I'm the only one, I think, not married here. But you, as much as you want to confide in your guy and you want to, you know, your partner, like, this is something that men just don't, they just cannot physically understand. They just can't. So we as women have to come together to have these conversations, because it's the only way it's effectively going to help. It's the only way that we're going to feel empowered to make decisions that feel like us, you know, because if you bring it to a guy, they're just going to be like, well, yeah, either I do or don't want kids, but it doesn't affect them. Like, it affects them emotionally, but not in the same ways. Not in the same ways. So it's crucial that women are having these conversations.
Yeah, their societal stature and presence, I mean, it almost, there's a, you know, bachelor style lifestyle that's very much so accepted for the male. That's not so much expected for the male or the female. And we all know that. And I do just want to follow up too, is that I am, you know, so certain of my calling to do everything but have children. Like, I feel that in every 100% authentic part of me. However, I have always said I am open, because I'm an open person and I've had changing, shifting perspectives myself. I am open to things changing for me. But I think that's what's important to understand, is that my take on having children is never going to change because of external outside pressure from any other human being or society. If I ever wake up one day and there is a tinge in me that's pulling towards motherhood being a part of my calling after all, that's work for me to do, and that's work for me to decide, and that's work that only I can do. And the biggest thing is that I'm tired of it being expected that I will change my mind, that with every passing year, you will change your mind. You'll get to focus on doing what you want to do, and then you'll want to be a mom. Do you know, like, I mean, our lifetime, our entire scope is actually so small in the bigger picture. And I just have to tell you, I think I have a lot to offer this world other than motherhood in my 80 to 100 years. And I'm going to put that out there. And, you know, maybe this video will be funny to laugh at someday if motherhood ever does become something that's on my calling and part of my path, but I'll embrace it. I will. And I will say in this too, is that this conversation is really just to encourage you to think about it, because a lot of women never even think about it. They're just, I'm a female, I should have a baby, right? And so we just want you to have the concept or the awareness that it is actually a choice if it isn't something that feels natural or right for you, or that is going to bring you the utmost joy if you bring it into your life. You can decide to take a different path, to follow a different timeline. Hell, throw the timeline away and just live in your everyday. Live for today. What makes, you know, all of you today the happiest? And live for that version of you and worry about the rest when you get to it.
Wow, revisiting this, I am just blown away by this incredible conversation that I was able to take part of. I hope you got some value from this today. Again, make sure you share this on your Instagram story. Share this with that friend who may be feeling like she's the only one going through something like this, and let her know she's not alone. I love you. I appreciate you. And until next time, I will talk to you later. Bye.